It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, checking out the series and the episodes. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out. New and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 interviews a week to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover some new ones at all the usual spots, including iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify and Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org. YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcasts from. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, actress Taylor Schilling. You, of course, know Taylor from, she played Piper in Orange is the New Black, among many great roles. That also includes stops on the show Mercy, Monsterland, Pam and Tommy. She was in that just last year. Recently, Pantheon as well. She had the voice on there. She's been in Atlas Shrugged. And on and on. I could do the whole filmography here. Today, we're talking about an Apple TV Plus series called Dear Edward. Now, this is based on Ann Napolitano's best-selling and acclaimed novel. It's about a 12-year-old boy who survives a devastating commercial plane crash that kills, well, every other passenger on the flight, including his family. So that's what we're getting into. That might seem like a heavy subject, but we are going to keep it light. I mean, we are going to talk about what it's like playing a character that's carrying so much loss and even needing to sort of not make light of the situation, but just make light of the roles when they were off camera, just to kind of take some of that weight off. We're going to talk music. The show has a really incredible soundtrack. We hear everyone from Neil Young and the Velvet Underground, which will bring up both of those. In fact, I'm going to hear about Taylor's very first live concert experience. Her first what was yours? Like, for a lot of people, sometimes it's, you know, they're a little embarrassed. They shouldn't be, by the way. But, you know, it's like, oh, it was New Kids or something like that. Like, mine was, my first concert experience was Garth Brooks. So it's, you know, that's where the bar started. Hers, Bob Dylan. That's where Taylor Schilling starts. Bob Dylan. So I'm going to take a couple seconds to ask about that as well. And we're also going to imagine where these characters end up. If, you know, but beyond the main two characters here, there's sort of this group that meets at grief counseling. And everybody gets a good amount of time in the series as it trots along. And so we're kind of, you know, when everyone's dealing with this, how does everyone end up? I want to get her opinion on that as well. So let's jump into it. We're talking Dear Edward, Apple TV Plus. It's Kyle Meredith with Taylor Schilling.
Hi.
Congratulations on Dear Edward. What a beautifully orchestrated story that you all have done here with such a depth of loss throughout it, but it's beautifully told.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, for your character too, who sometimes has to deal with this from two and sometimes three different ways of loss, is what I'm saying. How did you come to find her center?
I mean, well, that's a really good point. I mean, I feel like she is dealing with loss from so many different directions. And I think that I was really compelled by her journey through motherhood, to motherhood, out of motherhood, that she was letting go of that idea of conceiving a child. It was such an interesting setup. It was such an interesting place to start a television show with a woman. And I talked to Jason a lot about that. I was interested in that. And I don't know, that was sort of where we started, him and I. And then there, I was just reading something about, what the heck was, oh, I remember what it was. But when, you know, it's a cascade, one loss can kind of magnetize all the other losses we've experienced, and like one thing be another. So I feel like that's what Lacey's in. It's like it, there's some sort of surrender that happens when there's one sort of tragic event. It kind of like become more susceptible to letting the other ones wash through you.
What a thing to have to, and I guess I can say that a little bit for a lot of the characters on here. I mean, there's everyone's trying to figure out who they are after this crash, and when you've got a cast this big, and everyone might be, you know, depending on their styles, be carrying a weight. Does that affect the hang in between the scenes? Because
yeah, I mean, I guess so. I didn't really, the thing that was so interesting about this show is that I didn't really see the way that it was shot, is that I didn't really see a lot of the other actors. I just kind of heard whispers in the, but you know, in hair and makeup when we'd cross paths. But certainly I worked with Colin O'Brien a lot, who plays Edward, and him and I, it kind of is just more like a game. Like, a, you know, it's like, ugh, it's like, it's kind of a late, it's like kind of elating. It's not heavy, oddly enough, when you're sort of in the depth of those waters. For us, it was sort of a satisfying, playful thing.
Well, at least you have that, because as the viewer, it's just like holding on sometimes. Like how much deeper can they go?
The whole thing?
Whole thing, yeah.
Holy and came shit, out of it, yeah. Top 10?
Absolutely.
God bless you.
I'm not going to give you the compliment if I don't mean it on that one.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. That's awesome.
And we'll be right back, right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Taylor Schilling.
And I would say, you know, as I'm surrounded by music posters and seeing how music plays such a big part of Edward's life and the story, even to your characters, to some degree with Fleetwood Mac. Yeah, knowing that you do a little singing on the side, and then this, it has such a great soundtrack. Like, I don't know. Like that was, you know, I know all that was added in post, but do you all bring that in? Do you bring it into your work?
Music?
Music or even the songs that is part of the project.
Oh yeah. Music is really, I work a lot with music. Music's really important to me. Like I find my way in a lot of times with the right soundtrack character. Blah, blah, blah. But yeah, It's helpful.
Do you remember like who would you be using for this role right here?
If 6 months ago, it would have been insane that I couldn't remember what exactly I was listening to. But right now it doesn't. I'm sure there was some Fleetwood Mac that after we talked about that in the script, I'm sure there was some dreams happening.
Never a bad one to go on, especially, by the way, I doing some reading, you said somewhere that Dylan was your first concert. I thought, man, what a first concert.
I mean, and it was like in that weird phase where he was doing that clown thing, like his face was white.
Uh-huh.
It was wild. I mean, it set the tone for my entire personhood. And so for better or for worse, here we are.
Well, hearing that and the way it ends with one of the last songs we hear is Velvet Underground's Rock and Roll, and it's all right. Like, I'll end with this. Like, how do you think everyone, because I know there's a little door open at the end, but is everyone all right? Because, again.
Yeah, everybody's fine. I mean, that's the thing. That's the tragedy and the comedy of it, is that everybody is fine. Even with all of this happening, we keep going. We keep going. And we also keep going well, and we're okay. Both are true. It doesn't make any fucking sense. It's incredibly devastating, operatic, horrifying, as it is for all of us in our lives, in some capacity, feeling that. And it's also totally okay. And we can, you know, go buy milk at the store. It's just doesn't make any sense. But alas, here we are as humans on the planet trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, again, it is a beautiful story. You guys have done it so well. And I know that it's not an easy story to tell. Taylor, thank you so much for the work you've done and taking the time to talk about it. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was fun.
And my thanks to Taylor Schilling. Again, the show, the series is called Dear Edward. It's begun now on Apple TV Plus. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. Again, put out new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's three a week that I can send to you to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media spots. That's Twitter, that's Facebook, and Instagram. All three of them, the address, at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.